Rock out is Stone Cold. The Hellraiser is back.
Here we go. Evolution of the Shield.
John Cena versus the Showstopper.
Hulk Hogan and The Rock in the same ring.
You will never take my place at the head of the table.
Undertaker with a Hellscape submission. Oh, my God. What?
My God, Michaels just kicked Cena's head off.
The Monday Night Wars have come to WrestleMania.
It'll be The Rock. It'll be Austin one-on-one.
Third and fourth, the Undertaker.
Do you believe in miracles?
The streak is over.
Hey guys, what's going on? And welcome back to Rivalries on the WWE podcast, as I am finally back to my Friday schedule and I am looking to keep that more stable. It was just a hectic couple of weeks, you know, summer, going on vacation, trying to work around the work schedule and all that. But finally back on my regular Friday slot and back for today with a very cool rivalry. And for you AEW fans out there, it may be of some interest because we are going back to 2016 and early 2017 for Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens, which ultimately was Chris Jericho's final rivalry in the WWE. And this rivalry kind of started out as a partnership and a friendship. And that's what we're going to cover first, because you can't really dip your toe into the rivalry side of it until you get the entire backstory about what was going on in the two characters' professional careers at the time. So we're going to start by going back to the summer of 2016, when the brand split, easy enough for me to say, was reborn in the WWE landscape. And something that had gone the way of the dodo bird for just about, I would say, 4 or 5 years at this point, at least from a strict rule perspective. And both Jericho and Kevin Owens were drafted to Monday Night Raw by, at that time, then Commissioner Stephanie McMahon and then General Manager Mick Foley. So we all know that the Universal Championship was debuted at SummerSlam 2016 and was won by the first ever champion, Finn Balor. But as we all infamously know, Finn Balor hurt his shoulder in the match and had to relinquish the title the very next night on Monday Night Raw. So Mick Foley had a tournament put in place, that would crown the new Universal Champion. And it was really unfortunate that they were trying to get this world title off the ground and the first ever champion, Finn Balor, who had just come up to the main roster, a big title victory for him, was injured right off the bat. So it ultimately culminates in a fatal four-way match between Kevin Owens, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Big Cass to crown the second ever Universal Champion. But in a lot of ways, it was to crown the first ever Universal Champion, the first ever guy who would have an actual run with this title on Monday Night Raw. So as this match unfolds, Big Cass gets eliminated first, and then when it's down to Owens, Reigns, and Rollins, a returning Triple H comes back into the ring, a Triple H we had not seen since WrestleMania of that year. So this is about a 5-month hiatus that we had not seen Triple H, who pedigrees Roman Reigns on the outside, slides him into the ring, and gives Seth Rollins the 1-2-3. And just when it seems like Triple H is going to help Seth Rollins again become the Universal Champion, or a world champion, because this Rollins had never won that title to this point, an unexpected turn is something that benefits Kevin Owens.
And there's no disqualification. The official can't do anything about it. Kevin Owens, the cover! Kevin Owens is the Universal Champion! did we just witness? I can't believe it just happened. What did we just witness? Triple H has handed the Universal Championship to Kevin Owens.
Owens can't even believe it.
Owens isn't just as much shock as we are.
Nobody can believe it.
I can't believe the game's even here.
So Kevin Owens, with the help of Triple H, wins the Universal Championship and in a lot of ways was the first ever champion of on Monday Night Raw holding the Universal title. And I know it's technically Finn Balor, but when you hold the title for less than 24 hours, don't get an actual run with it, you're not really remembered. And, you know, Finn Balor never got his actual run with the title. So this is really what kicked off this era of Monday Night Raw with Kevin Owens at the top of the mountain. And somewhere along the line, I still remember to this day, him and Chris Jericho formed a friendship and an alliance. And I remember the backstage segment where Chris Jericho would say he could trust nobody, he has no friends. And Kevin Owens walks by and looks at him and says, "I'll be your friend, Chris." And, you know, they had such amazing on-air chemistry. It was something that made Monday Night Raw special. And, you know, nowadays when we watch Raw and we watch SmackDown, it's so easy to say, you know what, SmackDown is the much better product. But at this time, a very underrated, special time in WWE, you could make the case that both brands were on equal footing. Because you had Monday Night Raw that, since they had gone away with the brand split for the 5 to 6 preceding years, had really just overtaken SmackDown. And we've said it numerous times, when both brands aren't their own exclusive entities, Monday Night Raw, just by osmosis, will take over as the main show. But when they split the brands again, you know, AJ Styles went to SmackDown, John Cena went to SmackDown, Bray Wyatt went to SmackDown, the WWE champion Dean Ambrose went to SmackDown. You know, all these guys went over to SmackDown, and they left Raw with very good talent, but some talent I think that in terms of main event-wise was a little stale. Like, the Seth Rollins heel character was starting to get a bit stale. We all know what the Roman Reigns babyface character was all about. And those were like the two golden gooses for Monday Night Raw in the draft, were Rollins and Reigns. But like I said, they were legitimate main event talents by then, but I think the crowd wasn't that into them at this point. And lo and behold, this was kind of like the unofficial babyface turn for Seth Rollins after being an overwhelming heel and arguably biggest heel in the company for the preceding 2 years. And they took advantage of a guy in Kevin Owens that was over with the crowd. Yes, he was a heel. Yes, he had only won, I believe, the Intercontinental Championship to this point as his biggest claim to fame on the main roster. But he was the right guy at the right place at the right time. And especially when you consider that Finn Balor got put on the shelf so quickly into his main roster run and his, you know, a day into his run as the first ever Universal Champion, they couldn't just go with the safe pick and put it on Seth Rollins or go with the safe pick and put it on Roman Reigns. You know, they rolled the dice in a lot of ways with Kevin Owens. And then they also used an asset in Chris Jericho, who in a lot of ways was on his best run of his career. And that's saying something, and I'm talking specifically about WWE because obviously what he's doing right now in AEW is as the demo god is just something. It's incredible what Chris Jericho has been able to do in AEW, but, you know, we're going to focus on WWE and this rivalry specifically. And they were able to maximize the talent at hand and make Monday Night Raw an incredibly entertaining product at this time. And, you know, Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens became focal points of Raw for the following 4 or 5 months, well into the winter and into 2017. You know, they were both on Team Raw in the Survivor Series Raw versus SmackDown 5-on-5 match. Chris Jericho eventually became the United States champion, defeating Roman Reigns for that title. And you had this duo really become the faces of the Monday Night Raw brand. And it was so important because at this time, SmackDown, at least in my mind, was a breath of fresh air in terms of not the same old, same old. And, you know, you had AJ Styles go on an awesome run as WWE champion. They have the he has the barn burner match with Cena at the Royal Rumble in 2017. Then they put the championship on Bray Wyatt shortly thereafter. He takes it into WrestleMania and eventually loses it to Randy Orton. But this time on SmackDown was really, really cool. And if you remember when it was SmackDown Live, they had that different camera angle. They got rid of it. I actually kind of liked it. It made SmackDown unique, where it was kind of like on an arm that would like hover in the corner of the ring. So SmackDown had a lot of unique characteristics about it. And on Monday Night Raw, had you gone with Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, or even Rusev for that matter, who in his own right had a very good run with the US title again in 2016, they may have really been left in the dust by SmackDown. But by going with Kevin Owens and really having like this new rejuvenated Chris Jericho on the main roster and really as the main eventers on the Raw brand, it really kept Raw and SmackDown on equal footing. Like, thinking back now, I really don't know if I had to pick one show which one I preferred. But, and in large part, if it wasn't for this duo of Owens and Jericho, I don't think I would have watched Raw nearly as much as SmackDown, because SmackDown was a damn good product. You know, this was right in the midst of Miz's awesome run of reestablishing the Intercontinental Championship. Dolph Ziggler had a solid run and rivalry against the Miz in the fall of 2016 for that Intercontinental Championship. Like, SmackDown was just really a breath of fresh air at this time, and what Raw did with Owens and Jericho really counteracted that. So we have Owens successfully defend the championship against Seth Rollins at Hell in a Cell. Then at the Royal Rumble, we have the famous last man standing match, or hardcore match. I forget what it was between Reigns and Owens. And you have Jericho suspended above the ring in the shark cage. Just so funny. These two were just so natural at comedy. This was the beginning of the list. Like, these two just left us with so many good memories, both in the ring and comedically, that I look back on it now and I haven't even gotten to their rivalry, and I'm almost 13 minutes into the show, and I'm just talking about the awesome on-air chemistry that they had. But as we all know, good things must come to an end. And just about in February of 2017, we started to see some cracks in the armor in terms of the Kevin Owens Chris Jericho relationship. And it all culminated at the Festival of Friendship in, I believe it was Las Vegas, in February of 2017. And when Jericho was throwing this celebration for Kevin Owens, who was still the Universal Champion and he was the United States Champion, things took a turn for the worst for Chris Jericho.
Working with you, being your partner, it's made this last year in the WWE one of my favorite years of my entire career. And a lot of that's because of you. Okay? It really is. I mean, I've had a lot of friends in this business and a lot of partners, but I haven't had the chemistry with any of them like I have with you. It's been a joy. You've made my job here and my time here in the WWE a better place, and I wanted to thank you for that. Okay? And forget about the magicians and the artwork and the Gilbert. Here's the biggest present that I'm going to give you. I'm going to guarantee you that at Fastlane, you're going to beat Goldberg, because I'm going to make sure of it. Okay? I've got your back every time, just like I did with Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins and all of them. You always come out on top because I always have your back, all right? Okay? And at Fastlane, you will beat Goldberg because I've got your back. Okay? And you know why? It's because you're my best friend. Even more so, you're my brother. You're my brother, okay? And I love you, man. Honestly, I really do. And I'm gonna have your back always. That's never gonna change, okay?
Look, I'm sorry, okay, Chris? I am, because this isn't what I expected, but you obviously went through a lot of trouble. You did all this for me. And look, it's great, okay? It's great. I love you too, buddy. I love you. After seeing all of this, I didn't realize you'd go all out like this, because I got you something too, but it's nothing compared to this. But can I have it, please? I'll give it to you anyway. I mean, like I said, it's really not much, especially not compared to this, but it comes from the heart, man.
Thanks.
Go ahead, open it.
Okay. Dude, I didn't know you were gonna get me anything.
I know it's not much, but
it's perfect. A new list. I mean, it's great. I mean, the other list is getting beat up and it's getting full. How come my name's on this?
Oh my God!
No!
Kevin Owens beating the hell out of Jericho! What is going on?
Stop it, Kevin! No!
What is going on?
I don't understand this at all.
Has lost it.
There were very few certainty.
And just a look of disgust on the face of Owens.
So Kevin Owens turns on Chris Jericho and caps it off with slamming Jericho's face through the Jerotron 5000 or whatever he was calling it at that time. And that takes Jericho out for several weeks. And ultimately, this was a way to keep pushing the Kevin Owens character as a sadistic main event level heel, because in a lot of ways, I found that Kevin Owens had become more comedic because of his partnership with Jericho. And this was a good way to reestablish Owens as more of the character as we knew him in NXT and what had made him so popular and what got him so much heat coming into the WWE when he debuted against John Cena in May of 2015. But as Jericho mentioned, this was leading up to Owens' match against Goldberg at Fastlane for the Universal Championship. And we didn't see Jericho for a couple weeks until right before the main event match of Fastlane of Goldberg versus Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens doesn't have to win this.
No question about that.
I was interested about the last time there that Owens dipped out of the ring. Goldberg did not seem bothered. He actually went down and fixed his boot, adjusted his knee pad, had a bit of a smile on his face.
Well, how do we know this is not what Goldberg expected?
And again, guys, just remember, this match hasn't even started. The bell hasn't rung. The champ's ready now.
Hey, bring the belt! Bring the belt! Come on, come on, go! Bring the belt!
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God!
Jericho's here!
Oh, it's former best friend!
Oh,
spear!
Man.
The belt is won! The bell rung! Spear by Goldberg! Spear by Goldberg! Owens was distracted!
Guys!
Oh, my God! Goldberg!
with a jackhammer. There's the cover. Goldberg's the Universal Champion.
Here is your winner and the new Universal Champion, Goldberg.
Chris Jericho, who saved Kevin Owens' championships on many, many occasions, has just cost KO the title tonight.
So Chris Jericho returns, distracts Kevin Owens, spear, jackhammer, you know, the entire Goldberg story. And this really sets up a match between Jericho and Kevin Owens for WrestleMania. Because remember, Chris Jericho was still the United States champion at this time. And Jericho said it when he was on Broken Skull Sessions. I think it was kind of obvious in terms of booking. The match was supposed to be for the Universal Championship between Jericho and Kevin Owens, and it would have been better. But obviously we know WWE's infatuation with the likes of Goldberg and Brock Lesnar and all this. They decided to put the strap on Goldberg and have the final blow-off match between himself and Brock at WrestleMania 33 in Orlando, with Brock walking out as the Universal Champion. And I believe that was the first time he would win that title as well, which is crazy to think about, because he went on to be the Universal Champion, which what felt for like on and off for 3 years straight. But I mean, look, I think that the build towards the match at WrestleMania between Jericho and Owens was very well done right up until this point. Because I remember, I believe it was the Raw right after this, Kevin Owens came to the ring and he said something along the lines of just like, I know I lost my Universal Championship, but that doesn't matter right now. I want to take you on and challenge you for and take your title away from you, the U.S. title. And, you know, I remember just hearing that and just like, so let me get this straight. You were the face of Monday Night Raw, in a lot of ways, the first ever Universal Champion, the guy who established that championship as a legit world title in WWE, and it had just been created out of thin air not 6 months prior. And you lose it by getting squashed by Goldberg, for a lack of better words, and now you want to set your sights on the U.S. title and Chris Jericho. It just like, and I know that the personal rivalry of him versus Jericho was supposed to take precedent over the championships, and it was a way to get another title back on Kevin Owens, because it was clear that they wanted to give Brock an extended run with that, with the Universal Championship. And after winning it, he held it for a year and a half following his win versus Goldberg at WrestleMania 33. But all this to say, it really fell flat for me. They did all this magnificent long-term booking between Jericho and Owens, and Jericho becoming U.S. champion, and Owens getting a long, extended, legitimate run as Universal Champion. And then he drops the belt to Goldberg, and we didn't see Kevin Owens go after the Universal title all the way until, I don't even know how long it took him to go, maybe against Roman Reigns last year. Maybe that was the last time we saw Kevin Owens legitimately try and regain the Universal Championship. But look, nevertheless, Jericho and Kevin Owens have a match at WrestleMania, and it's the second match on the card, and Jericho spoke very descriptively about how he felt about that match, and Owens goes over rightfully and wins the United States Championship and starts his Face of America gimmick, which was a very underrated gimmick for Kevin Owens, as he gets drafted over to SmackDown shortly thereafter. And Kevin Owens as United States Champion was one of the best runs he had, to be quite honest with you. And he had an amazing rivalry with AJ Styles over the summer of 2017. Another rivalry I'm sure to cover one of these days. But his victory over Chris Jericho just didn't feel all that important, because they kind of pulled the rug out from Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho before they could get to that WrestleMania match. And him dropping the Universal Championship and then being built as kind of like the sixth most important match on the card at WrestleMania. It was like, you look at the other matches at WrestleMania 33 that were promoted above Owens and Jericho for the U.S. title. You had Roman Reigns against The Undertaker, which main evented the show in a non-title match. You had Orton, who won the Royal Rumble that year, against Bray Wyatt for the WWE Championship. And that storyline almost kind of ran parallel over on SmackDown with Owens versus Jericho, who were over on Monday Night Raw, in terms of how long-term they booked it out from WrestleMania. And the match itself kind of fell flat, too. Then you had Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. You had Triple H versus Seth Rollins. Then you had the Raw Women's Championship match, the Fatal 4-Way contest of Charlotte versus Nia Jax versus Bayley versus Sasha Banks. So really, you do all this long-term booking, something that's 6 months in the making, two guys that were faces of Monday Night Raw for the last 6 months, and they kind of get booked as the sixth most important match on the card for the United States title in the second match on the show. And as Chris Jericho kind of put it, that's the worst spot you can be on the card, because everyone remembers the opening match, everyone remembers the main event slash main events, but the ones right after the first match, that's kind of like a dead spot. And it was unfortunate that this was the big culmination. But this wasn't the last time that we would see Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens cross paths. Because on an unexpected night of SmackDown in late April, Kevin Owens got a blast from the past. So Chris Jericho shows up on SmackDown after a hiatus, and I'm sorry, I got the time frame mixed up, as he actually had showed up on SmackDown when he was first drafted there back in May, and then he shows up again in July, I believe it was the 25th, right around the middle of July. But at this point, Owens and AJ Styles are right in the thick of their rivalry for the United States Championship. And if you remember, this part of SmackDown, or this era of SmackDown rather, was during the modern-day Maharaja run of Jinder Mahal as the WWE Champion. And I always found it kind of sad that the WWE Championship felt less important than the United States Championship. And in a lot of ways, Kevin Owens and AJ Styles should have been fighting over the WWE Championship. That's just the fact of the matter. Because, you know, on a side note, Jinder Mahal, I don't mind him as a wrestler, but he never deserved to be the WWE Champion at all. Worst WWE Champion of all time. But that's besides the point. They were in a really good run together. So when Jericho returned, you could only imagine what he had in store for Owens and AJ Styles.
And one more time.
Quiet!
Listen, you can't talk anymore. Shut your mouth, Owens, okay? This isn't Montreal. This is America, man! And I'm sick of hearing you yakking, because the last time I was on SmackDown, I left on a stretcher, thanks to you. But after a few months of rehabbing and CrossFit and eating well, drinking a few beers, I'm back, baby, right here tonight. Oh, yeah. And on top of that, I am back to get my rematch for that U.S. title right here, right now, tonight!
Oh, hold on a second, Chris. I mean, we're all glad you're back.
We're all glad you haven't lost your sense of humor since you've been gone. But a lot of things have changed. A lot of things have happened. And as of right now, the next guy in line for that United States Championship is me.
Are you trying to jump in line ahead of me? Are you trying to cut in ahead of me? Are you trying to butt in line ahead of me, AJ? You know what happens? I had a guy at the grocery store the other day cut in front of me in line at checkout. You know what happened to that guy? You know what happened to him?
Let me guess. You put him on the list.
No, I punched him in the face and put him in the walls of Jericho in aisle 7 in front of the canned corn. But as far as you're concerned, do you know what happens when you try and cut in front of me, AJ Styles? You know what happens when you cut in front of Y2J for the U.S. title match, AJ Styles? You know what happens? You just made the list!
AJ made the list!
Oh my god, that little promo is kind of like a microcosm of that entire calendar year for Chris Jericho. And he comes back, and following this, Shane McMahon, who was the commissioner of SmackDown at the time, comes out to the ring and makes a triple threat match between the three of them. Styles versus Owens versus Jericho for the U.S. title that night on SmackDown. A match of which AJ Styles wins and regains the United States Championship. Because at this point, you're in July, and Styles and Owens traded that U.S. title. Oh my god, like I'm going to review that rivalry at some point, but they traded that title so many times. I remember it happened at a house show even. There was once when Owens won it on a SmackDown, but he wasn't supposed to win it. It was a botch. It was just, there was so many title changes, but a damn good rivalry that it's, you lose count. But AJ Styles walks away with the U.S. title on this night, and they kind of brought Jericho back for this match to take the pinfall as AJ Styles pins Jericho, and in a way to, I think, kind of protect both Styles and Kevin Owens and use him as Jericho in a way to prolong the rivalry. And this would completely close the book on Jericho versus Kevin Owens, but not just Jericho and Kevin Owens. It closed the book on Jericho's time in the WWE because he never came back after this. He lost in a triple threat match on SmackDown in July of 2017. And fast forward 4 years later, and he is one of the faces of AEW. And it's sad, I find, because I think they could have done a lot more with Chris Jericho, although he had a damn good run in 2016 and 2017. You know, even him and AJ Styles had a really good match at WrestleMania 32, so they were kind of playing off of that as well in this particular match on SmackDown. But I think that, as a whole, the Owens versus Jericho rivalry was a damn good one, but one that could have been even better because they should have been the Raw main event for the Universal Championship. And as Jericho put it, he could have dropped the Universal title to Brock the month later at the following pay-per-view, whatever it was, Backlash or Extreme Rules, whatever the Raw pay-per-view was at that time, because at this point in time, they had Raw and SmackDown exclusive pay-per-views. But nevertheless, even though they missed the boat on a lot of opportunities, they still put up a really damn good rivalry, and in a lot of ways was one of the reasons as to why Raw was able to keep pace with SmackDown in the new era of the brand split in late 2016. Well, anyway, guys, that's all I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed Jericho versus Kevin Owens. As always, you can get me on Twitter at ADeMarco25. You can get Matt on Twitter at Wrestling_Audio. And you can email him at realwwepodcast@gmail.com. Anyway, guys, I hope you stay safe out there, and I'll talk to you next time.